Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 25th, 2021. How to change the course of events? Question. The great Kabbalist of the 20th century Balhaas Sulam wrote about the possibility of third and fourth world wars. Today, many people say that a third world war is inevitable. If it is inherent in nature and it should manifest itself in this world, then what can I change? If this is predetermined, I cannot change the course of events, only my attitude. Answer: no, we can change absolutely everything. What is written is subject to complete change from beginning to end. Comment: this is already encouraging. But you say that a person can only change his attitude to what is happening. My response: changing your attitude is the change of fate. The whole range of possibilities is in front of you. As we rise above our own egoism, we enter completely different states, into a different connection with nature, the Creator. Then we feel our interaction with nature in a completely different way, a two-way channel of good-evil communication and so on. This means we begin to understand how everything works and we can pull all the strings ourselves. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, October 26, 2021. Preparation for integrated learning. Question: how do we make the work of each integral education specialist as efficient as possible in order to get effective dissemination? Answer: the most important thing in a person's work is to receive approval, respect, and support from the team in which he works. We want to do the same in those places where we disseminate integral education and upbringing. We begin to weave a network of connections, so that people are mutually connected, so that they understand how they can enrich the team, how much easier, more joyful and comfortable it will be for them. In this way, they can improve both themselves and the environment in which they exist, and feel happy. First, we must maintain such a state artificially until we begin to receive it from the internal connection with one another. For this, a responsible person is appointed who makes sure that the members of the team have a constant assent, meaning choose special content, clips, arrange phone calls between them throughout the day, and so on. Moreover, those responsible should understand that since they are engaged in dissemination, they have nothing to pass on to other people without an inner fire. A person with a bad mood who is in a mental decline definitely needs a team. He needs to be raised, put on his feet, healed, and reassured. And only when he is filled with inner energy, with the air of special unification, can he go on further and do more, otherwise he will fail the work. People leading integral classes, first of all, should unite themselves, get a collective inspiration, a sense of security, reliability, a sense of their high state. They need to show themselves to students as confident, knowledgeable, and carrying an inner charge and warmth. When they enter the team, they should give the feeling that there are, say, not three people there, but one common whole. They begin to play with the collective with six hands, as one single body. Question: could there be such concepts as envy and honor? Answer: there is everything here. We are dealing with the egoism of man, we understand the basis of his nature. Therefore, there should be envy, power, honor, respect, a sense of a leap, a sense of pleasure in the attack, and so on. That is, all these qualities should work. Absolutely all of them. From Cab TV's Through Time. Kings and Levites in Man. Question: who are the Levites? Answer: Levites, as a rule, are teachers, although not only. Among them were tax collectors, and all those who help them are administrators. Question: what are the Levites in me? Answer: these are the forces that help you collect all your thoughts, desires, intentions, motives, knowledge, and slowly direct all of them to the intention for the sake of the Creator in all your actions. Question. Slowly, is this the actual study? Answer. Yes, gradual learning from easy to difficult. Levites live among the people and teach them. In general, they have many different functions. Question. What is the coin in me? Answer. The coin in me is a point of connection with the Creator. The Levites are those who help me understand how through indirect action I can be connected with the Creator. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 13, 2021. The choices in favor of spiritual development. Question. We understand the unification at the level of inanimate elements. For example, we combine hydrogen with oxygen and we get something else, water. And what should happen when people unite sensorially? Answer, they will complement each other until they are united into a single system called One Soul or Adam. In this state, they will fully accommodate the properties of the Creator. Question, is it in this state that there is freedom of choice? Answer, no. Freedom of choice appears at the very beginning, when we choose that we will follow the path that makes it possible to feel the common soul. Choice is a consequence of what we choose in our relationship with the Creator. Question, by practicing the Kabbalistic method, can we accelerate our spiritual development? And can we somehow influence the earthly, corporeal? Answer, corporeal changes can only be a consequence of the spiritual. Through the spiritual, I can influence our earthly life both negatively and positively. From CapTV's Spiritual States, October 26, 2021. Diagnosis of the current condition. Question. What is the benefit to a person from seeing the evidence of a global crisis? If he feels harm in this, he closes his eyes. How should he treat this correctly in order to feel that the awareness of this fact at every moment of time benefits him? Answer, the fact is that people run away from this question. Every second they are stuck in something, they are looking for something to do, like children in games, and that is how, in general, it all ends. We must try to explain to them that all the tricks, and our life today is one continuous trick, so that we get distracted and do not think about tomorrow, will lead us to breaking all the foundations. And here we will have to radically solve the problem. Kabbalists talk about an atomic war, about the terrible problems of humanity where a small fraction of people will be able to survive and begin to create a new humanity. Question. Is there something bright for a person in realizing the current crisis? Something that would give him energy? Answer, I think that only the spreading of the truth, where we are going, and where we can go. Ultimately, from hopelessness, humanity has already given up and does not even raise its head. It goes the way it goes. It does not understand that it is rushing to a huge waterfall and everything that it does will disappear without a trace. There are huge losses ahead. Kabbalists write that only an insignificant part of humanity will remain that will again sprout on earth and build a new society. This handful of people will realize the evil of egoism and will use completely different tools to create a new society, a new life, a new paradigm. Question. What is the correct diagnosis of the current condition? Answer. I would describe it as a disease that has not yet entered its critical state where a person already begins to feel that he is sick, but does not know his diagnosis, cannot determine it and find an effective medicine for it. From CapTV's Kabbalah Express, October 19, 2021. Michael Lehtman, on Quora, How Are Souls Connected? According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is an upper force called the Creator that created creation, which is a desire to enjoy. The pleasure that the Creator fills the desire to enjoy with is called light. The state where the Creator fills the desire completely is called the world of infinity. As the desire develops, it reaches a stage where it shatters into a multitude of individual desires, which in the wisdom of Kabbalah is called a shattering into 600,000 souls. Since all of these desires shattered, they each hold only a minuscule portion of the light, and each one of these desires is called an individual soul. However, such souls are incomplete. They are each only a tiny point within the complete soul. Moreover, they feel nothing of the complete soul but only a tiny point that leads it to yearn to return to its root, completely connected to all the other points as a large and complete single soul, a harmonious state of perfection where all parts are completely connected together as a single soul. Our current times are ripe to start connecting these points together. In other words, today we are able to organize a closed system among each other where we can connect these points together as a segment of the complete soul, and discover the Creator's light in such connection. How does an individual point differ from a segment of the soul? The point of the soul is also called the point in the heart in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It is a part that yearns to return to the complete soul. On the contrary, a segment of a soul is a gathering of these points as a group, what is called a ten, which is the minimal part of the collective soul that can function as a complete soul. The soul is composed of ten parts, called ten sephirot. We can differentiate parts of the soul that will operate exactly like the whole, but on a reduced scale. If we start connecting these parts, then the scale will increase. However, in principle, the laws discovered in a group of ten will be identical to the laws in the complete collective soul, albeit to a smaller degree, because they will be less apparent, not rounded in the same manner. Connecting the parts of the soul together is thus possible by organizing ourselves into small groups, where we each come together by having points of the soul, that is points in the heart, and realizing the method of Kabbalah that connects these points together. We then discover segments of the soul through these points' connection, and the connection of the totality of these segments becomes the complete soul, where we discover complete harmony, eternity and perfection. Based on a Kabbalah lesson with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on November 6, 2016. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. The real cause for anti-Semitism. It is the central point of what the Jews are commanded. This is what they have to do in the world. Of course, the Jews must part with the golden calf. We see what happens to them in all the countries of the world, how much they really hold in their hands, wealth, banks, transactions, trade and everything else. We see how successful they are because they use their special mental potential and willpower, but only in order to earn as much as possible. Today this is harmful not only for them and for other nations, but also for all of nature. We have come to a state where altruistic, interconnected nature, which now reveals itself as one single whole, can no longer tolerate the fact that a person consumes more than he needs. The Jews, ahead of everyone else, are simply devouring nature, wanting to snatch more and more from it. All this reveals to us a completely disfigured human essence when a person consumes more from nature than he needs. All nature, our entire civilization is closed, global. We cannot consume more than we need, otherwise, we upset the balance in nature, and it punishes us for this. Today we are facing great problems, including environmental ones. This is much stronger and scarier than the weapons accumulated by humanity and the atomic bombs because what we are facing is a relentless recoil. We as if cocked the trigger, and now the recoil will go in the opposite direction from nature to us. Therefore, what we are doing is very dangerous. And in this, Jews are also at the forefront. In addition, unity with the huge global system in which humanity exists is not just reasonable consumption, but the need for interconnection between us, for mutual support, for creating one unified humanity on the basis of the ideal love your neighbor as yourself. However, no one besides Jews can do it. There is a gene inherent in them that they must use in order to unite with each other, and then the entire world will begin to follow them, but only in this movement. If they begin to unite, the world will automatically follow them. Then we will see a very interesting picture. How a small, scattered nation shakes off all its social, economic, and other problems it is immersed in, and begins to unite. As soon as this happens, all the other nations immediately, like a shadow, will repeat the same thing after it. This is the true reason for anti-Semitism. The nations of the world feel that their bright, good, nice future depends on these little Jews who live among all nations and do not do what they should. But when you turn to the Jews, unfortunately, they do not see, do not hear, and do not understand this. They consider you, first of all, even more anti-Semitic than other real anti-Semites. This is where a problem arises. We feel it for ourselves, although we relentlessly continue explaining to them what their mission is. From CapTV's conversation on anti-Semitism.